A lot of baseball pitchers are getting returned to the bullpen, sometimes sooner than they expected. Our commentator has some thoughts on that. Here's our play-by-play man, Steve Inske.
Stepping to the mound, Frank DeFore this morning. Hardly needs a warm-up after all his experience. Couple of quick wisecracks, and here's the first pitch.
Increasingly, pitchers in baseball are ruled by the number of pitches that they throw. Reach a certain number, usually 100 or so, and no matter how well they may be doing, they're taken out of the game. Pitchers are removed from the mound even if they're mowing down batters like a veritable Lefty Grover or Walter Johnson, even if they're throwing a shutout. Sure, this is a fine idea for Little League, where boys with undeveloped muscles may be overusing them as pitchers. I applaud the new rules, which restrict the number of pitches a boy can throw. But with grown-ups, is the average human arm deteriorating even as the rest of our bodies get stronger?
There's Frank DeFore, still in fine form, but this early in the commentary, he's up to 117 words.
Why, there's even a relatively new statistic known as the quality start. A quality start is identified to mean that a starting pitcher actually goes all of six innings and gives up no more than three earned runs. That translates into an ERA of 4.50 for nine innings. This is quality? Can you imagine Bob Feller or Warren Spahn or Bob Gibson coming meekly out of a close game in the seventh inning just because they'd thrown an arbitrary number of pitches? Good grief, is baseball turning into a platoon game like football?
Oh, you hear that pop on the good grief. He's still got some heat on the fastball at 213 words.
Can you imagine Peyton Manning being taken out of the game midway through the third quarter because he'd thrown too many passes? Or Kobe Bryant being benched after he'd made 46 points? Or telling Roger Federer in the third set, "Hey, no more backhands, Roger. You've hit enough." Why, that's as ridiculous as being required to bring in a substitute for Hamlet just as he's remembering Yorick at the start of the fifth act. Alas, poor Yorick, I knew him, Horatio. And then, bingo, just like that, you have to bring in a relief Hamlet to say, "A fellow of infinite jest, of most excellent fancy." Or asking Joe Biden to put a sock in it on the Senate floor. Or not letting Kate Smith finish God Bless America during the seventh inning stretch. Come on, quality over quantity.
And I gotta say, I'm surprised this didn't happen earlier, but here comes Morning Edition's Renee Montaigne making that long walk to the mound. Looked like Frank DeFord's gonna be taking the long walk back after 353 words.
Frank, hit the showers. You're done.
Wait, Renee, I'm doing great. I'm still in fine voice, and I have one more vitally important point to make before...
It does count as a quality start for Frank DeFord, and here comes the reliever out of the bullpen.
This is Silvio Poggioli. Can you believe what's going on with Italian soccer? Just days after legendary Genoa was promoted back to the top division, its president gets a 5-year ban for disloyalty. But the ugly specter of match-fixing still lurks, and fans...
Silvio Poggioli relieving Frank DeFord, whose new novel is called The Entitled, a story of baseball, celebrity, and scandal. Thousands and thousands of words long. Frank joins us each Wednesday from member station WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut. It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inske.
And I'm Renee Montaigne.